Hello, my name is Father Jacob Restrick. On Faith Matters today, we're going to look at this icon of the Archangel Gabriel. Angels are very popular today. You go to a bookstore and there are shelves full of books about angels, videos on angels. Everyone seems to have their own experience of an angel. And perhaps in many ways that's good, because angels are messengers from God. The icon of the Archangel Gabriel is quite beautiful and can help us to meditate really on the place that angels play for us in our spiritual life. Angels are created, first of all. They are created, you could say, higher than human nature. Angelic nature is like a human nature. Angels have intelligence. Angels have free will. If they didn't have free will, then they couldn't have fallen. And we know that in the beginning, when they're first created, they must make that choice to be all for God, to worship God, to love Him, to choose God, or not. They only have one choice. And if they choose not, then they become a fallen angel. We call them devils, demons, Satan. They tempt us to also be filled with pride that turns us away from God. But the good angels are the messengers from God who give us inspiration. Perhaps you hear the whisperings of angels and you don't even realize it. Someone will come to mind that you haven't thought of for a long time, and you say, I need to pray for him. I need to write her a letter. I wonder where they are today. I must get in touch with them. Perhaps your angel has given you that hint. An angel, you see, has a higher intelligence than we do, and they have a free will, so they can love you. Your angels know you, and they love you. But best of all, as we look on this angel face of Gabriel, we're riveted to his eyes. It's the eyes of the angel that behold the face of God. In one way, we could say that your angel looks at God, and he also looks at you. Isn't that marvelous to think that there is a created, pure, spiritual being who knows God purely and who loves you and knows you? So much so that God has given each of us an angel to keep us in all our ways. Let the angel Gabriel lead you to prayer, to bring you before the Lord and to know that our end, our final destiny, is that of the angels, to behold with the eyes of the flesh the vision of God, to look upon the face of God. Then all our faith matters, because God is our all and our end. Pray to your angel that they may guard you and keep you in all your ways and bring you to that final end. God bless you.
For more insights from Father Jacob Restrick, join him for his series, Icons, Windows onto Heaven, here on EWTN.